Good morning, everybody. I'm going to switch things around a little bit this morning and introduce Celia right away at the beginning before she shares her prelude with us. Celia is joining us today. She's a singer, songwriter, and comedian who's been described as a cross between an early earthy Enya, Joan Baez, and Tina Fey. She has opened for notable authors Neil Donald Walsh, Marianne Williamson, and Dr. Masaru Emoto, providing live music for the off-Broadway production of Rum and Vodka, and has received a Best Storytelling CD nomination for Irish Tales by the International Just Plain Folks Award. Her symbol song has been named the Anthem for the Veteran Pentacle Quest in support of religious tolerance and acceptance. Celia's from Wisconsin and currently calls Prescott, Arizona her home. She's touring with her 10th album, Shaman Journey, an album designed for meditation, massage, yoga, and movement. No matter how many times you think you've seen Celia, you can never predict what she'll do and how deeply she can reach into the soul of an audience. Welcome, Celia. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much. I would like to start by blessing the space and bringing us all into a high vibrational energy. The song is called Please Bless This Space. For those of you who haven't seen me before, I'm going to do something that's called looping. So I will record a track and then play it back, and then record on top of that, and then play that back, and then record on top of that, and then play that back. So you'll start to hear the layers and the levels. Please bless this space. Thank you. So it is.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Prairie Unitarian Universalist Society. I'm Lynn Pavelski, a member here at Prairie. I'd just like to welcome everybody this morning and let you know that Prairie aspires to be an open-hearted and an open-minded congregation. We welcome everybody, regardless of ethnic or religious background, whatever your sexual orientation, gender, or family structure. We welcome you no matter what your age or your abilities or your inabilities. And later in the service, hopefully you'll be, if you're new to Prairie, if you maybe haven't been back here for a while, we'd love to be introduced to you or reintroduced to you. So later in the service, we'll have a chance for you to stand up and say hello to us, and we'll say hello back after the service. Sunday mornings, we provide a pretty wide variety of services presented either by members of the broader community, such as Celia, members here of our congregation, or our consulting minister, Sandy Ingham. And today, of course, Celia is presenting our program. So our opening words today are going to be shared by Julie Line.
For the beauty of the earth, the spinning blue-green ball, yes, Gaia, mother of everything, we walk gently across your back to come together again in this place, to remember how we can live, to remember who we are, to create how we will be. Gaia, our home, the lap in which we live, welcome us.
Thank you, Mary. We're gonna please welcome the Hughes family. We've got Paul and Heidi and Rachel up here to light our chalice today.
Oh, it kills dead. Man, this could be a zombie.
We light this chalice in tribute to the mothers in each of us. We light this chalice to celebrate those women and men who have taken on the task of raising a baby into childhood, youth, and adulthood. To celebrate those who have nourished the light of truth and compassion in growing minds and hearts. To celebrate those who have committed time, money, energy to the children of this world. We light this chalice to celebrate and hold dear this flame of love.
Well, I've already introduced her, and she did a better job of introducing herself, so I'll just hand over the stage here to Celia for her presentation.
Thank you. Well, good morning. Happy Mother's Day to you all. This will be a musical presentation, and I'd like to start with a song that celebrates all of the different facets of womanhood and the fact that we women have different... Ooh, let's plug in. Different gifts. I love this little cafe that's out in Black Earth, Wisconsin, called the Luckin Booth. Anyone been there? Yes? Okay, good. So you know Cliff and Yvonne. They're the owners. And they really shared something with me that changed my life. They both came to each other as a couple with many children. And so all together they have an uncountable number of children. And they said, you know, in our house there are no steps. They are all our children. There are no stepchildren. And on Father's Day, they have a deal where you get a free piece of pie if you're a father. And on Mother's Day, you get a free piece of pie if you're a mother. You also get a free piece of pie if you're a single father or a single mother on either one of those days. Because they both know how big a role it is to be both parents when you're single. This song is about that urge that we have to care for others, the mothering urge, the nurturing urge. And it's inspired by when I was a little girl and a storm would come through and the barn swallows would fall out of their nests. The little birds would fall out of their nests and I had this deep desire to save them because their mother wasn't able to come and care for them anymore. It was then brought forth when I was living in New York City and I was passing Tommy Makeham's pub. Tommy Makeham, the godfather of Irish music, yes, you know. And I found a little bird that needed some guidance, and this is the story. I always was a sucker for a little bird. That came to me just before we started service. Frank came and said hello to me and reminded me that we hadn't seen each other for 15 years. That was when I just started my career. I was living in New York City, which is where that song came from. And he reminded me of a show that we did together at Folklore Village, which was something that my mother had set up. I was visiting from New York, and she was playing in a Kaylee band and was calling the Kaylee. So what that means is she was calling the dance moves, so she couldn't play the baron. This is called the baron. It's an Irish drum. It's made out of goat skin. That's how I get those tones out of the back of it. So she enlisted me to play the baron, which I had never done before. So my mother taught me how to play this instrument 15 years ago, and it is because of her that I now have this instrument in my arsenal. And this is Louise, the guitar, and this is Thelma, the drummer. And Frank was there when it happened. So thank you for sharing that. Do we have any goddesses here? Okay, let's be clear. I believe that every woman, no matter her size, her shape, her story, her past, whether she's a mother or not, whether she's educated, how much money she makes, whether she's married or not, or ever has been, I believe every woman embodies the goddess. So let's ask again, do we have any goddesses here? Yes, that's what I'm talking about. And you know, we come in this, in our culture, I've noticed that we come from a culture that says, no, I am not worthy. I am not enough. How could I possibly call myself a goddess? I am just poor little me. And this song, when I first wrote it, I was a little afraid to sing it because it was a bold statement, because the song is called Everyday Goddess. And thank you, Willie Porter, who produced the album that it's on, because he said, no, do that one. So thank you to Willie. And this song is for all of the beautiful women here, and I do not want to disclude any of the honorable, sexy, handsome men. So you can decide if you want to sing along when you hear the words. But please repeat after me if you feel so moved. It's really no big deal, I'm just an everyday goddess.
It's really no big deal, I'm just an everyday goddess.
Good. Doing all my goddess duties, trying to find a way.
Doing all my goddess duties, trying to find a way.
Yes, I am the maiden and the mother and the crone.
I am the maiden and the mother and the crone.
But it's really no big deal, it's just another day.
But it's really no big deal. Just another day.
Great. Do you have it? Do you own it? Are you ready? I'm seeing a yes. I'm seeing not so much a yes. It will come around again, don't worry. But there is this part that goes ooh. Personally, I think ooh is rather gender neutral. So fellas, please join us on the ooh if nothing else. And I'm going to dedicate this song to all of the awesome women here, in particular my friend Carolyn, who came all the way from Argyle, Wisconsin, just to share some time with me this morning. Thank you. Our sister, who hasn't worn this dress since 1950. Our sister in the purple, who has a sandblaster. If you so desire, a woman in purple with a sandblasting. And this is what this song is about, the goddess embodying every day. From the goddess of Venus to Kali the Destroyer, it's all within us. So let's try this again, call response, and we'll kick it in. It's really no big deal, I'm just an everyday goddess.
It's really no big deal, I'm just an everyday goddess.
Doing all my goddess duties, trying to find a way.
Doing all my goddess duties.
Yeah, I am the maiden and the mother. day. It's really no big deal. It's just another day. It's really no big deal. It's just another day. It's really no big deal. we live, well, Charlie lives in Phoenix, but I live in Prescott, and coming down from that elevation, being able to sing that note at sea level. Is there friends here? Do you know what I'm talking about? I would like to introduce you to my mother. Some of you may even know her. She has a store in Spring Green, Wisconsin, across from the general store called 4390 North Earth, where she sells books and jewelry and metaphysical things and beautiful, beautiful items. When I'm in the area with her, I like to do this piece with her, but she is this morning in her store. So what I did is I put my mother in this little box. Don't you wish you could do that sometimes? Yeah. And it's a way for us to be able to do this piece together. As humans, we connect to the lineage, you know, our ancestors, and then of course our children who come forward. And there are so many different ways to parent and mother. I want to acknowledge all of the single parents. I want to acknowledge all of the gay and lesbian parents. I want to acknowledge all of the people who chose to parent a child that was not their own by blood, and all the people who chose to adopt a child and choose to parent that child from birth and through life. There's a lot of ways to mother. And yet, our children are not our children. The words to this piece are by Khalil Gibran, and the melody is by Sweet Honey in the Rock. And I like to do this and introduce my mother, who will come through the box. And her name is Cecilia, and I'd like to leave you with this. Your children.
Tomorrow, which we cannot visit. We may give them our love.
You may give us your love.
But not our thoughts.
But not your thoughts.
They have their own thoughts.
We have our own thoughts.
We may house their bodies.
You may house our bodies.
But not their souls.
But not our souls.
For their souls dwell in the house of tomorrow, which we cannot visit, not even in our dreams.
Flub a chord or something, but hopefully Louise will remember if I don't. A Lonely Lion song, okay. I don't know if I can just do part of it and have it make sense. We'll see.
There's only one lonely lion.
Thank you.
Thanks so much to everybody for coming this morning. Please stick around after the service, say hi to everybody, enjoy some coffee.